Hey, I don't think anybody's coming to the show today, boys.
Why not?
Good. Keep them home. Shit.
Hey, it's been a interesting. Well, first of all, I apologize for the delay on this show, but you know, we kind of wanted to see the last couple of games out and kind of wrap everything up nicely. Boys, this is episode 38 and our likely season finale. Not to say we won't be around as things happen in the off season, but this episode, tonight's episode, puts a bow on our first season as a podcast. And just before we get into the craziness, I'd love to hear about your boys' takeaways on this first season podcasting, Mikey.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's been a great experience, and I honestly didn't think we'd make it all the way through a whole season. And I think all three of us did what we needed to do, and you know, we made time each week or every other week to get on here and talk Galaxy. I think is great. It has helped me connect with people that I wouldn't have met otherwise, and this looks good. I mean, this looks good. Everyone wants to know someone with a podcast. Everyone knows someone with a podcast, and me going to school to likely do something like this, it looks good. So I'm glad we can put a nice, pretty red ribbon on our first season as a podcast and, you know, say bye to the Galaxy for a few months.
Yeah, it's time. Timmy.
It's crazy to say that we've done like a full season of podcasts, man. It feels like we have been through such a crazy roller coaster kind of like journey with this season, man. And it's been good. It's been great. We've seen the goods, we've seen the uglies, and we've seen the horrendous. And man, we've always been there. We've always delivered time and time again. I want to give a big shout out to Cam because he is the main like orchestrated guy that always keeps us like in line and check, bro. Shout out to you, Cam.
Thank you. Thank you. I can't do it without you guys. It's a team effort. You know, I think we clicked really well. And I think it all in all, like some of the tech stuff was tricky, but you know, I think I learned a lot. I think we collectively learned a lot, and I'm excited to see what we can bring next season. We had some cool guests. We had Joe Tutino, which was crazy.
My favorite one so far.
We had Kai, Cobra Kai. We had Drac, who I saw in the bathroom last night.
That's wild.
And Drac winning Defender of the Year on G2. Yeah.
I knew he would, man. Kid's good.
I think he should be the starting left back.
Okay. So before we move away from us having a big hoorah about our podcast, if he is still there next season, can we get Zubac as a guest and have C-Sand on the pod as our return episode?
Could you imagine?
That'd be sick.
They might not ever let us into the stadium again. They're like, these fucks.
Yeah.
I think it depends if he's on the team or not.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If he's here.
We'll title the episode, You Gotta Do Better Dog Remix.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Zubac. That's awesome.
Perfect.
All right, boys. Let's throw this up. Let's throw this up. First banner of the night here. Assessing the damage. Just to recap, for those who have been living under a rock, the Galaxy lived above the playoff line for the entire season, except the final 5 minutes of their game. As the result, you know it's coming. You know it's coming when RSL's playing a late draw like that. That Krylock's going to do his Cobra shit. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, bro, sure enough. And listening to the presser, they knew on the field before the end of the game that they were out, bro. And it's, I mean, we all agree. I think we all have different areas we're focused, where we'll get into. But I think what we can all agree on is you cannot rely on the results of others to get you into the playoffs. And that's what bit us in the ass. So the Galaxy out. Sorry, I thought it was goal differential. They have one more win than us, which puts them ahead of us. And we still would have lost on goal differential anyway.
Yeah.
The Galaxy went home crying for the fourth time out of 5 seasons. Take it away.
You want to go first, Tim?
I'll go Timmy's, first. Yeah.
Yeah, what's up? Sorry.
Do you want to just take it away? And what are your takeaways from last night and the first of 5 mediocre seasons for the Los Angeles Galaxy?
First of all, well, I mean, where do I start, bro? Because, like, I want to say I wanted, I really did want us to make playoffs. I was speaking out of my ass yesterday and be like, yeah, I'm actually glad that we didn't make it because we would have been booted first round. But like, yeah, I would have wanted to see how we did in playoffs. But it hurt me to the point where I was numb because we're used to this at this point, because this has happened to us time and time again on decision day where we've been fucked by other results and we've also shot ourselves in the foot. That's pretty much what happened yesterday. We shot ourselves in the foot twice. And I just keep replaying the Araujo own goal in my head, man. And I'm just like, oh, my God, bro. Like, I felt so bad that, like, out of all people, it had to happen to him, dude. He chose the wrong day to have a bad game. But,
dude,
at the end of the day, it was going to happen like that. I was talking to CSAN before the game had even started, and we were like, yeah, this is going to be a tie. Because we're going to rely on the other, you know, teams to do good or bad. And we're going to want the results to come our way, which is crazy because all the results have pretty much gone our way up until this point. So
5 minutes.
Literally in 5 minutes, everything changed for us. And oh, my God, man, it was horrendous, bro. The pain was just it wasn't there because we've already lived through this, man, 5 times.
I was just saying to someone, Timmy, like, oh, Araujo's our best player, dog. And I was like with my friend who had never been to a Galaxy game of all days. And we were talking and I was, this is our best guy. This is our best guy. And the own goal happened. And I was like,
when you saw what he was trying to do too, like he was trying to clear it, but it was just too weird of an angle. His positioning wasn't good. And oh man,
he put his face in his shirt, you know, like, oh man, you hate to see it. And that's the kind of shit that lives in the mind of a young player. So I hope he can overcome that.
Yeah, bro. All right, Mikey, I want to hear what you got to say, my boy.
Okay.
Start slow.
Let's assess the damage, right? Let's do what the banner says. I could go for a whole 30-minute show by myself. That's how I'm feeling. Are we pathetic? Yes. Were the players mediocre up until yesterday? Yes. Did we pick the wrong day to want to show up and play? Yes.
Fuck yeah.
We did it to ourselves. We played with our own destiny, and we just have a group of mediocre guys that just don't know how to get a result unless their back is pressed up against the wall. I don't blame Greg. I think there's very little blame for Greg. I feel like he got hung up to dry, like you were saying, Count. And I feel like this is bad. This is a really bad look for Los Angeles sports. Not one of the two teams were able to make playoffs. And like you said, everything that had been building up for the past 13 or 15 odd games or so crashed down on us and was a cruel reality in less than 5 minutes. It's despicable. It's unacceptable. I think as a fan base, we should ask more of our guys, but not too much, because I'm sure all of us know that every single guy we have on that field on their best day plays above average. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know who needs to light a fire, but the damage for me and the takeaway for me from yesterday's game is that we are mediocre. We've been mediocre. And if we continue on at this rate, the Galaxy won't see the playoffs for another 10 years because the teams around us are only getting better.
And
literally.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and we have Nashville to deal with now.
Yeah. That's a guaranteed spot.
Like, come on. The guaranteed spots, right? I mean, it's hard. Like, now, like the Western, let's be real. I don't want to shit on what the Revs have done. I'm going to go on record right now. I think that the Revs are going to win MLS Cup. I think they deserve to win MLS Cup.
Wow.
I think if they lose or don't win MLS Cup, it's to Nashville. I don't think anyone holds a candle to Bruce Arena and the Revs right now with the 20th most expensive roster.
You know what ridiculous. I mean?
Like, why can't we do that?
Right?
Something's not
we'll
right.
We'll get into that later.
So, we'll get into that later. But, shit, I even forgot what I was. Oh, okay. Yeah. But, like, no disrespect to the Reds, you took 9 points off of Cincinnati. You know what I mean? Like, the West, The
West Coast, best coast.
The West, dude, like everyone is now fighting for that seventh spot because they're like literally five or six sure ones now every year, you know?
And LAFC, I would almost say, would have been a guaranteed spot, but they shit the bed this year, and that would have us beat by two spots.
I'm going to get shit for saying this, but we are so fucking lucky that they didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because like they would have buried us again. You know what I mean? Like it's just, I was fine. I was fine. I was numb like Timmy until I started talking to Mikey. Then I got pissed off.
Yeah,
but it's because we should be. You're absolutely right. And we'll place blame and stuff in a minute. But I want to talk press conference. Actually, you know what? No, let's go here. Let's go to fault.
Oh fuck! All right. Well,
shit, we've been.
I'll go.
Go for it,
bro.
Go for it.
Let's assess the fault now. We assess the damage. Now we're gonna put and point fingers at people. And if any of y'all have problems, you can come find me at TFC Michael on Twitter. I'll be the first one to point the finger.
Yes, sir.
The first one to point the finger at is this stupid ass ownership group that is spearheaded by Chris Klein and AEG Beckerman. And their stupid ass model. Yeah, Beckerman. Yes. The whole group. Whole brew of them. It's this stupid ass Hollywood model that we think, hey, we're Los Angeles. Hey, we can attract stars, but I am over the fact of having to rely on former stars that are approaching the twilight of their career. We don't need that. This has not worked for 6 years. It has not worked. You can go back for 6 years and you could point out, oh, it worked with Zlatan, kind of. No, because did we win a cup?
No.
We are getting consistently beat up by teams of dogs. And a team like teams with no stars. And let's look at like the SKCs and the Minnesotas. Those teams are doing it to us. Why can't we find our own group of dogs? Why can't we find our own group of in-league stars? Because we are Los Angeles. Being Los Angeles, it comes with the implication of winning. And we have not done that in such a long time. And I'm honestly kind of ashamed to be a Galaxy fan at this moment in time.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. So, Timmy, can I jump in right there and then we'll go to you?
Yeah, go for it.
I was sitting in the car today, you know, and what I've told myself over the last 5 or 6 years, and this isn't like, I want to make a distinction. And we've talked about this, all three of us. There's a difference between being critical and harsh on the team you love because you love them and being toxic.
Yes.
And like, I'm not saying any of this to be toxic. I'm not saying like fuck the Galaxy, even though like I in this moment, like come on guys,
that's what it feels like.
I'm not saying any of that. Galaxy till I die, all of that. But because of that, I feel like it is my responsibility to say, like, I don't want to hear first to five anymore, ever. Until we win again, then we can say first to whatever, first to six or however many.
Yeah.
Over the last few years, I've told myself like, well, we're the Galaxy because it meant something. We're the Galaxy. It doesn't matter. We'll come back because it meant something. Yep. Right. And how many times do you say that over the years before, like, you're like, no one knows what this shirt means anymore. You know
not
what I mean?
Not one player in that locker room knows.
Actually,
You know who's the last player that would have known something about wearing the jersey? Greg Vanney, because it seems like he's the only one that knows about a winning culture.
Literally.
In this group, yes. I have an argument about that. We'll come to that later. But this is the first year where I was like, fuck, if someone was like, yeah, but, oh, you won all the trophies, it was a long time ago, I'd be like, you're right.
You're right, yeah. We're like the Lakers.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, literally.
Who share the same ownership group. The Lakers, the Kings, and the Galaxy.
All AEG. Yeah.
Timmy, who are you blaming?
Yeah, Mike pretty much put the bread and butter on it, bro. It starts with the ownership. And I mean, Chris Klein, man, like, over the years, he needs to realize that the MLS has changed. That these older European stars who are about 33 and older aren't going to cut it anymore. Once they come to this league, they need to realize that, like, they it's kind of like what Gonzalo Higuain said. He thought he's going to play a cigarette in his mouth while playing for this league. But look, he's playing on pretty much the last place team in the Eastern Conference. And that's saying a lot because that conference is not that, like, what's the word? Like, they don't, they're
competitive.
Yeah, they're not competitive, like, at all. I guess you can make an argument for Nashville and New England, but New England have Bruce Arena. And, but, yeah, but most of those stars underestimate this league, and they ended up getting buried with, like, all these last-place teams. And I don't think Chris Klein gets it at this point because, I mean, thank God our last, like, technically European star was locked on, which we could have won a cup with. We have a fair argument that we could have made a cup.
We
with
should have. You had we God. You
we
had God.
We literally had God on our team, and we still – couldn't make it past the second round, which is ridiculous. And it also, dude, I'm at a loss for words because we were supposed to build from the back with Greg Fanny, which that all got fucked up in the end as well. I mean, so many things were said, that so many promises were put, but not all of them were met, man. And I hate to say it, but this season was definitely a failure. And we all, man, it's crazy because Mikey even said it himself, like, oh, they're putting hope in us again, or with this New Jersey, with the community kid, they're putting hope in us again. And if it fucking fails, I mean, Chris Klein definitely has to be gone, right? Like, this is it.
You would think,
right? But, hey, I saw someone on Twitter go, man, I'm ready for them to give Chris Klein an extension, man. And then he had to put the clown emoji, bro. That's literally going to be us, man. Oh, my gosh.
He got an extension, bro, in 2017 after the Kurt Anolfo years.
Yeah.
I went. Mikey, go ahead.
Yeah, I just have some to talk on as well. And Tamia had mentioned it. This league is no longer static. This league is more dynamic than it has ever been, and we are getting lapped. And I shit you not, we are getting ran in laps by teams that weren't competitive 5 years ago that are now leading the top of the Western Conference. So I think Chris Klein, Beckerman, and the whole AG ownership, I think they're confused, and I think they've lost grip on what it means to be a competitive team in the MLS. And if we keep doing this, I'd put us in the same group of us just getting lapped by other teams that won't invest. Philadelphia.
Austin.
The Rapids.
Literally.
Soon to be LA Galaxy, because our model doesn't fucking work.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who needs here? If Chris Klein, AG, if someone ever stumbles upon this and listens to this, the model is not fucking working, and I don't know who needs to tell you. I don't know who needs to check you, but the proof is in the pudding.
So, literally, yeah, I want to shout out. So, over the last few years, right, prior to our podcast, everybody tunes into everyone's season finale, right? In the last few years, the mantra has been fucking Klein, fucking AEG, fucking Beckerman. And we did a little research. Klein has been the president since 2013. The big difference is that the CEO of AEG to oversee the team, Dan Beckerman, now previously was Tim Leiwicki. When Bruce left, he fucking bounced too, and he went to Toronto to work with Greg Vanney, and yep, look what they did, right?
They won a fucking
So cup, I'm man. Convinced it's at the AEG level. Now that's a double-edged sword because AEG can afford to buy out shit like Gio Dos Santos. However, like, why are we putting ourselves in the position to have
to get bought out,
to buy out shitty contracts? You know what yes. I mean? So it's like a
stake. They're losing grip. They're losing yeah. grip. They don't know what it right. means to be competitive.
Right. Why do I – the away games I go to, why do I go to these new – whatever, they're cookie-cutter stadiums, Austin, the Bank, fucking Columbus. Like, they're all the same stadium, but you go and the game day is different. You know what I mean? Like, even at the basest level, I love the digs. I love it. I love it so much. And that's why I feel the need to say, and like, so let's talk about Tucker. So Tucker, for years, going back to those season finale shows, Tucker's like, listen, you got exactly what you said, Mikey. Tucker's like, you got to not buy jerseys and cancel your season tickets and do all of the stuff that's really hard to do. You know what I mean? So it's like, we ultimately, the only people we have to blame is them and ourselves. And that's really hard.
And one thing I want to touch upon, I understand that this is an outlet for many people. And I understand that this, like, going to the digs and going to the Galaxy is a way for people to connect with family. And I don't want to get this confused at all. I love my Galaxy family, and I love my even smaller but really awesome G30 family.
Yep.
But what irritated me about yesterday and our game is that people were like, man, the atmosphere was awesome. The atmosphere was this. We were giving the guys their flowers when we got knocked out of fucking playoffs. If that is the new standard that is the Los Angeles Galaxy, I don't give a fuck. I really don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if you feel some type of way about the galaxy and you feel like you can't remove yourself from that situation. I hate the fact that we got knocked out of playoffs and people said they loved the atmosphere. Because you should never leave the stadium happy if your team loses or gets knocked out of playoffs. I don't like the sugarcoating, and I don't like the flowers and daisies bullshit. Like, you lose and you lose. You don't give guys their flowers when you get knocked out of the playoffs. And I just am being very blunt, and I'm being very real. I just think the whole glass half full thing that a lot of this fan base is doing needs to stop. That's it.
But I'm going to say this for the atmosphere part.
No, the atmosphere was sick yesterday, though. Like,
yeah, because
we love it. Guys, we love it. We're not hating. Like, yes. We love it, you know?
Yes.
Like,
come on. Those guys, those dudes that were in the stands, ACB, Riot Squad, damn, they were both loud as fuck yesterday. But
they needed to be.
The people in the stands showed up, but the team didn't. They didn't.
That's why we need to start treating these guys.
Exactly. I think only two people showed up, and that was Chicharito. And I don't know who I can make another argument for. I just want to say two people. What's up?
Seb.
Yep, there you go. Seb
showed up.
Seb definitely showed up. Who was brought out early, unfortunately.
Timmy.
But.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
But, fuck, man. It's sad to see that these fans put so much passion and so much blood, tears, sweat. And I saw it for myself yesterday that the stadium was, like, ecstatic. It felt like a playoff game. That's what it felt like. Like, I haven't felt that energy since the season opener in 2020. That's what it felt like. Like, it felt like we should have won this game because we were at home. And it's still crazy to me that we'd allowed three goals at home. And it shed a light bulb in me. And I'm like, damn, like, the Digs is not a fortress anymore.
A fortress.
That shit is gone.
People like, come all and they the take walls their little broken points. Down.
Yep. Yes, bro. All the crumbling. Walls have been broken down.
5 minutes. Five
All
minutes.
All it took was 5 minutes, and our glory days were gone, bro. Like, man. That, it makes me, like, shaky to think about, bro. That's so crazy.
We're past it. And the thing is, I want to double back on the statement that I just made, where I'm like, we need to, like, not be more critical, but the whole atmosphere thing, I love the atmosphere. I love Lars. I love ACB. I love the Galaxians or the Outlaws. I love all you guys. You guys do such a great job at doing what you do.
Yes.
But maybe we need to start treating this team like they're fucking mediocre, because it doesn't look like anyone will wake up. And like I said earlier on in the show, we will continue down this path and we will have the same problems and it's not going to work. This team is so painfully mediocre. We need people on that team that want to strive for more.
So and it's perfect. Crazy. Hold on. Before you say something, yeah. Count, the players that do want to strive to more, Greg Vanney decides to bench him. Dejan Jovalik, Samuel Granser. Sasha Kljestan. Ridiculous. Well, it makes sense for Sasha because he can't play the full 90, but that dude will fucking do what he has to do and get down and dirty. He's
a professional.
Literally.
So, like, I mean, y'all, it's great. Y'all, I was like trying to make the segue because everything you were saying were like fits. Next little ticker here, the real ones and the departures, right? So, there are three people on this team I can say for certain. Know what it means to put the shirt on. Yep. Number one, Greg Vanney. Fuck the Greg Vanney out shit. That man is trying so hard. Did all his signings work out? No. But go talk to fucking Antonio Conte. Go talk to fucking Ole. Go talk to fucking Mourinho. Go talk, like, shit doesn't, you do with what, you do what you can with what you have, right?
Mm-hmm. These dudes aren't genies.
He's not fucking, the future. Yeah. He's not fucking Guillermo sitting there like this, like, oh, what am I going to do?
Exactly.
You know? As a matter of fact, he was off the bench the entire fucking game yelling at people, right? Greg understands. God damn it, God damn it, God damn it. Chicharito understands. Because that motherfucker's jersey was the dirtiest jersey on the fucking field yesterday. And number three, Sasha Kljestan, bless you. We should have gotten you 5 years ago. We were supposed to. Bruce wanted him to build the team around him. Shit happened with New York, and like he went.
Became bad him. Boy.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever. Granser, honorable mention. Julian Araujo, I apologize for sure.
Yes.
But his days are numbered.
Yeah.
And I think Bond gets it. But none of these fucking other guys, dude. Like, Kevin had a better game yesterday.
He did, but
like, he had the winning goal again. Like, put it far post. You know, he's like shooting in the dying minutes. They know Salt Lake's ahead of them. He shoots it at the fucking keeper. Jonah Dos Santos, why is Chicharito crying in the press conference? Where the fuck is Jonah? And I was sitting there, I was like, where the fuck has Jonah been all season, actually? He did one press conference. And that's your captain.
He knew he was done.
Yeah.
Like, it's, but like, to continue to allow that. So that, I'm at a loss. I'm at a loss, guys. I don't think we lose. You're not, realistically, you're not going to pay to get rid of Cabral. I don't think you should.
I don't think we should. Stupid.
No. Chicha, I don't know. I think he has another year. He's talking like he's got another year.
Yeah.
Granser's here. I don't know. Stares maybe gone. Jonah gone.
Thank God.
DP spot, very valuable. Seba, I hate to see but like gone. You know, like, is that, I mean, we've talked about that a million times. I feel like the baggage left over from years. Like, next year we might truly have a team that's like all new guys, you know? In their second year and incoming, who the fuck knows? I want to read some things from the presser, though, and I want to get your reactions to the presser. But Greg Vanney said, quote, that this year, they knew this year was a hard year to rebuild and to go young, but that they were making an investment for the future. When asked about what he was feeling, he didn't really want to answer the question. He said, this isn't who I am. It kills me that this happened. And he said, the defense needs to be better. I do want to critique that, because he said under his plan, we were going to have the best back line in the league once all the guys were there. It never happened.
Never happened.
Because we never had him in tandem, though. That's the devil's advocate for that.
Yeah, that's true. Chicha crying in a Dodgers jacket. My man. Like, I never thought I'd fucking
like that guy literally... so much. Count, we literally went from absolutely hating this man.
I used to hate that motherfucker.
To love him. He put it all out there, bro.
He's so honest. Yeah.
He is.
He said he was very emotional. He kept giving like canned answers because he didn't want to answer like the bullshit they were trying to bait him to. Yeah. I respect the fact that he wasn't really taking shit from the reporters. He's like, I know what you're going to fucking ask me. Like, no, you know? Mm-hmm. He said that all he was feeling was pain. And interestingly enough, Mikey, he said there isn't room for people in the organization without winning mentalities. Yeah, he said everyone from top to bottom. And he said me first, like, I'll blame myself as much as I blame anybody else, which is, I respect the man. But he said that I'm paraphrasing, but he said that if he was talking about what it means to be the Galaxy, what it means to succeed in this league now, what it means to play for the shirt, what it means to play for the badge. And he said everybody has to get it from top to bottom. I'm feeling shots fired from Chicha and from Greg, and like how that ends up, I don't know. 5 years. What soccer president for 5 years makes the playoffs once and wins one playoff game and like continues to do, unless you're the Rapids or some shit. But like, imagine Madrid. Like, you go six seasons without fucking winning anything, and the only thing, what have you changed? And this is what I was saying yesterday. You three coaches, fucking an entire roster. They had 17 new players this year. Training staff. They had Boca's training staff. Now they have Greg's training. You know what I mean? Like, you've changed everything, but Chris Klein, Jovan Karofsky, who played for the team, who's the scout, what the fuck are you scouting?
Exactly.
And arguably DTK at this point too, which is maybe why they've held off on re-upping him or whatever. So I don't know. Mikey, you seem ready to – yeah.
I mean, I completely lost my train of thought. I just blanked. I'm just so pissed. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. I think that it is the higher-up situation. I mean – oh, I remember what I was going to say. I remember exactly what I'm going to say. Jonathan Dos Santos, please leave our club. I respect what you have done, my friend. You will be remembered in LA for your better times, which you did give us a lot of. But it is your time to go, motherfucker. You need to pack your bags and go with all your little buddies that don't want to play for the crest and just stay the fuck away from Los Angeles and Carson, California.
I'd still take him on Tam.
Fuck no. Go home.
I see people saying that and I'm like, no one wants you.
I'd take him. Well, you know what? Actually, no. I revised my statement. I would keep him on Tam in a substitute role, but that would never. He'd never take.
Fuck no. No. I want him gone. I want him gone. Yeah. Motherfucker. However,
like in general, though, I'd rather see him bow out respectfully.
No.
Then like or and leave not ruined than stay and like fucking.
your curtain got called halfway through the season, motherfucker.
Yeah. Agreed. No, I'm agreeing with you. Like, I don't want to see him come back and struggle like he's done.
No, I don't want to see him at all. I don't want to see that motherfucker at all. Give the 8 to someone else who deserves it, Ryan.
Yeah.
Please give Ryan the 8. And give our team some fucking help. The higher-ups, we need fucking help. What do we need to do? And it goes back to this stupid-ass, star-studded, we live in the city of champions model that we've been running for as long as I've been paying attention to the galaxy. We need to scrap that bullshit because it just does not work. It does not fucking work. I don't know what more needs to be said. And you know what? Maybe I was a little bit in the Chris Klein apologist group. I was like, the ownership, and I was more on the fuck GBS end of the deal last year. But dude, it just hasn't changed.
The money's nice. Like, that's the thing. AEG money
is nice.
I don't
give a fuck. New England is in first with the 20th ranked roster.
Hey, Mikey, did you know that, like, there was a minute where Bruce was going to come back? They, like, called. He's like, I'll come back and help. And they were like, nah.
That's ridiculous, bro.
People said Bruce is MLS 2.0. Get out of here.
Oh, yeah, and Bruce is going to fucking MLS 1.0 our ass when he takes New England to the fucking championship and makes us look stupid.
Because that's all you got to do. You just got to play good soccer. That's all you have to do.
Is it that difficult? It really isn't that difficult. I don't know why do we make it so hard for ourselves?
Hey, Timmy.
Like, can we pick a struggle? Like, do you want to play good or do you want to be ass? Pick one. Pick a fucking struggle.
Hey, Timmy, we sold a lot of community kids this year, though. We sold a lot of sick community kids. You know what I'm saying? Yep. That's the only thing I worry about. Like, but attendance, everyone's been making good points. Attendance is down. And that's COVID and whatever. But people are complaining again about, like, the experience in game and, like, the food. It's, like, the management of the – it's so clearly the management.
It's old.
It's so
motherfuckers are old. You're old. You don't know what it's like to be in an MLS 3.0 stadium. You don't know what it's like to make the playoffs. You don't know what it's like to be the LA Galaxy that used to win, you motherfuckers.
Phil Anschutz is 81, dog.
Holy shit.
Old. The last time that motherfucker knew what was happening in soccer, Cristiano was playing for United.
I mean, he has a controversial past. However, he, like, basically bailed out the league. That's why the trophy is named after him, the Anschutz Trophy. But, like, again, I kind of was saying this 5 years ago, and I stopped, and now I'm going to say it again.
Please.
The Galaxy needs new ownership.
They do.
Fucking 100%. Ding, ding, ding. We got a fucking winner. Thanks for coming to the party.
This is like the this is like the Dodgers when that ownership group bought them, right? It's the same thing.
Look what happened. We won the NLCS 8 years in a row. Or we won the NL Division 8 years in a row. Pardon me. Anyways.
Timmy, can you tell us a little bit about your Twitter interactions in the last day or so? We don't need to name any accounts or anything.
Like, I will.
Honestly, at this point, everyone knows the page. Fucking LA Galaxy rumors, dude. This man, every single night a Galaxy game happens, he will point out the most stupidest, the most outlandish tweets that I have ever seen in my life. He would just ramble about shit and won't speak facts. I literally went after this man because he said Vanny out. Literally only after, not even a year of him being the coach of this team. And you know what I said to him? I said, think about it. If we fire Greg Vanny right now, who would take this job? And we would go through that same exact process, a whole new roster, a whole new batch of coaches who probably won't know how to win. And we'll just go through that same process, and the fans will continue to complain. It will be a never-ending cycle if we go through another coach. And yes, Greg Vanney definitely gets some of the blame. I will not argue that 100%. But to say Greg Vanney out at this point in time, dude, like, it's fucking ridiculous. That's all I gotta say about that. That really, or like, I can't even speak because I was
so pissed. It's getting ridiculous.
Man. It's getting real ridiculous around here, man.
It is what it is. What? I really wanted to end the season differently, boys.
Me too. And I think everyone thinks, oh, Mike wants the Galaxy to lose. Oh, Mike wants to be a hater. No, that's literally the last thing I want.
All right. Let's look forward. Looking forward, let's talk about this. The schedule is coming back real quick. They're starting up in February because the league has been mandated to end the season before the start of the 2022 World Cup in Qatar. And that is happening in the winter because of the heat and whatever. So this weekend would have been the MLS Cup next year. So we got a little bit of a quick turnaround to go, boys. Timmy, what do you want to see moving forward?
I want to see all the people who have been here for the past five, six years gone. Which, even if that means LeJet, Jonah, whole new ownership, we need all that old baggage to go. It's time to have a fresh start officially. Because I don't want to go through this cycle of not making the playoffs again. Because at this point, it's getting really ridiculous. And I really hope that we take a huge, like, five steps forward. That's literally what we need to do, because we're literally five steps behind of this league. And I'm tired of playing catch up. That's what I'm going to say.
Mike?
More of the same. I just want some accountability held at the people whose faces we don't see all that often. I'd love to see people that are primarily involved in the ownership. Greg's done what he can do. I don't want Greg to say anything else, because at this point I'm like, Greg, I feel bad for you, dog. Like, you got to put up with this bullshit. You're in the same boat as us. I want to see the people who are in the office. I want to see the people who we never see, where they never show face. I want those guys to come out and say something, because like Timmy said, it feels like we're falling behind. Like, I agree with you. Like, and I hate that I'm gonna have to use this as an example. The Bank, granted, cookie cutter stadium, like all the other stadiums that are new. Their game day feels different. They've been around for 3-4 years, I think. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. 3-4 years. Why does it feel like they've been here longer than we have? At this point in time, it feels like they've been longer here than we have. I want cosmetic changes. I want an aesthetic change. It feels like the Galaxy are old. We are old. We need people out. Clear the baggage, and I'm not expecting a full ownership takeover, because that, unfortunately, the chances of that happening is pretty unlikely, but I want us to catch up. It doesn't feel like we're an MLS 3.0 team, and it feels so sad to say that, but we are just so off the pace, and like Timmy said, we're going to have to fight with Nashville. We're going to have to fight with probably good FC next year, because no way they repeat this bullshit, and I just want accountability, and I want the guys who know they haven't been giving it their all here to know that, hey, this is my time to go, and let me continue the next chapter of my career wherever it takes me. Yeah. Thank you for your service, but that's what I got. And you?
Yeah. No disrespect, man. Like I said, everything, I know everything we're saying is that we're frustrated because we love it so much. We're frustrated because we care. I think a lot of the toxicity around, like, people just like being toxic and like being trolls and like say dumb shit, and like that is what it is, but like ultimately you have to be constructive. Like you, Mikey, you took the words out of my mouth. I was gonna say I don't expect a full ownership overhaul in the season starts in December, January, in 2.5 months, 3 months, you know what I mean? So like that's just not gonna happen. Maybe you fire Klein in that time, maybe AEG takes a different strategy. I think whatever aesthetic we're going to have next year, I think we're going to see some shakeup, because they've just been leading us down that way, you know? And whatever it is, like, it's already set in stone. The season starts in 2 months. Like, what we're going to be next year is what we're going to be, outside of who is making acquisitions and all of that. Now, we don't have anyone wearing the number 10 shirt. I find it very fucking hard to believe, even if we are. And I agree, Mike. I think we're slipping into that MLS. We're going into like MLS 4.0 now with like Charlotte. And like Austin, sooner rather than later, is going to have their shit figured out. You know what I mean? And like those teams, they're going to run. I think even if we are an older team now, it would be pretty fucking ridiculous if we didn't have somebody wearing the 10 shirt. I think we're going to see a 10 of note join. And we'll get to that in a second. I know we're at 40, but whatever. It's the last one.
It's our last episode.
Yeah, we'll keep going.
Season finale.
For the season. It's the season finale. Yeah, we'll be back. We have a new home kit already. We just don't know what it is. I think the new home kit brings something different. I hope it reflects a change in attitude. I think if Chris Klein was going to be fired, he'd know it already. We'll see. Like the turnaround is so short. I think we know what we're going to, like, they know what we're going to be next year. And I hope Greg, and I want to believe that Greg has the foresight, because in the conference he said, you know, it's a hard year to rebuild because of COVID. It's a hard year to go young, but we're investing for the future. I would like to believe that halfway through the season, Greg was like, we're going to get fucked. I'm going to start game planning for next year already. And I hope that they have let him do that. And again, we won't know for another 6 months to a year. Hindsight is 2020. But I would hope that any new changes reflect a change in attitude. And I don't want to hear first to five shit anymore. Like, we just can't. Or since 96 or whatever. Like, we can't. You boys have hit the nail on the head. The pace horse is like 100 yards ahead, you know? And like, we just can't keep doing it.
I almost don't want to wear the stars anymore.
They don't earn them.
They don't earn them.
Yeah, this new group, they didn't earn these stars, dude. They didn't.
a little bit of community silence here on the G3. Yeah.
Okay, so the last banner I have for the night. A little bit of a Mike's corner and anybody, mm-hmm. right? Because you had done a little bit of research on the free agents, Mike. Thinking about a 10, right? The Galaxy's not going to have somebody in the 10. Not roll out the 10 next year. You know what I mean?
So yeah, no way.
Who's the 10?
Excuse me.
I feel like the front runner. I did a little bit of research on transfer market and looked at guys whose contract does expire in 2022. And I looked at guys that are 30 and up.
Disclaimer, we are now entering hot take territory. So
hot take.
Let's have them.
It's too hot.
So I'm just going to run down a few of the names, and I'm going to run down a few of the names that I like. I feel like if you pay attention to soccer in the least bit, you would know these names. You have Lorenzo Insigne. We don't need another winger. We have Kramaric, an old striker, plays for Hertha. Alexandre Lacazette, don't see him coming to America just yet, but I feel like that will be on the horizon soon.
Yeah, we can't afford some of those guys either.
Yeah, Angel Di Maria, as much as I would love to, high payroll. He plays for PSG, so that'd be kind of hard. But one name that sticks out to me that me and Count both looked upon was Henrik Mkhitaryan. He's playing at Roma these days, which is managed by Mourinho. And I think Henrik Mkhitaryan would be a great addition to our midfield. I feel like you stick him in the 10 spot. He's notoriously known for being able to shoot and pass with both feet.
Linebreaker,
yeah. So I think Henrik Mkhitaryan as well. Timmy had a little hot take for that DP signing. Why don't you let them know? Why won't this be Timmy's corner?
Timmy's going to get shit for this one. I'm excited. Go ahead.
I've been through it before, man. But I was thinking, if we don't get like a solid backline, I mean, what if we sign Cesar Azpilicueta?
Dave. Dude. I fucking love Dave.
I love him, dude. He'd be next Ashley Cole.
Yeah.
Literally. Because that man will literally put our back line, like, will he talk shit, Mikey? Because I don't really.
Absolutely.
Dude, he won't, because he's still quality playing for Chelsea. He's still a starter, right? From what I understand.
He finds his way in and out. He's becoming more rotational, but he's still like a mainstay for Chelsea.
He's a freaking veteran, dude.
Yeah, and he's the captain when he's on. He's losing a little bit to Alonso over there, but yeah.
But still, man, that I mean, it's controversial because the DP is going to be in the defender spot, but hey, it's kind of like a Sergio Ramos type of situation. That back line will look humongously different.
He will whip those motherfuckers into shape.
Could you imagine Aspie fucking yelling at Nick DePue or whatever? And that's the thing. Who the fuck are the center back? Like, we still don't know. Like, we don't know who the center backs are. Like, why?
Crazy. At least we know for sure it's for sure not Daniel Stairs anymore.
I think Stairs gone. God, I think Stairs gone.
Fucking gone, finally.
Bring back Dave Romney.
Bring back freaking Diego Polenta, man. God, he was solid.
Wait, you know what I heard? I heard a hot take today. Young Guns, you may or may not remember a legendary Galaxy player. Legendary because, in part, because he did the dirty work and never got the accolades he deserved. But our boy, Todd Donovan.
Oh, yeah.
Has been busy in Sacramento general managering and learning administration. I heard somebody be like, if you're going to put in somebody like Greg to coach, I mean, Klein played for us too. So who knows, but a new young idea as a leader somewhere in the club, maybe even GM, maybe there's a home for Todd Donovan here.
I remember I had his ultimate team card on like FIFA 13. He was getting silver. I couldn't tell you shit about him, but I
he was great.
Boy. He was cool.
He was good.
He was great, dude. He was on that championship back line the three times.
I mean,
I don't know. It was a hot take I saw, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so tired of you old head motherfuckers running the ship, dude. I kind of burnt myself out throughout the episode. Now that we got to Mike's corner, I'm just sort of like, I'm tired, bro.
Oh, you know who I want? I want Oscar.
Oh, I want Oscar too. Oscar's great. Once again, Juan Mata, Oscar. One of these. Oh, Juan Mata's.
I mean, we slip back into that Eurostar thing, but at, like you said, Mike, it's not. This is not an overnight thing right now, but we need to see.
We need to start it.
Yeah, we need to see
gradual
a change in mentality.
Yeah, we don't have an identity. We don't have a mindset. It just feels so bad. I've never felt so ashamed to be a Galaxy fan. Like, it's not like I want to shit on the team thing. And I mean, I know that's been sort of like my mantra being on the show is that I'm sort of like the pessimist. And hopefully you can get a different mic next season when, you know, we close the curtain on this episode, but I'm just ready to be a happy Galaxy fan, and I don't think the ownership is ready to take on all these people who have been bitching for years. So,
yeah.
Oh, well, man.
Also, wait, I just realized we're forgetting. Wait, is Luka Modric also out of a contract too?
He is out of contract with his teammate Gareth Bale.
Yeah, I think he's I think he's like Bale a year or two too late.
Yeah, like sort of the Gerrard scenario.
Yeah, and look, and I was gonna bring that up earlier. Look, Gerrard and Lampard came over here, buddies.
Yeah, and like they got bounced.
They got bounced right away. They never even played each other.
Nope. That's wild. That would have been sick.
Yeah, they build it that way, just like they build Carlos and Cheech. Yeah, and like it never happened.
But you know, it is what it is.
Oh boys.
Oh man, well, it's.
Oh, go ahead, Mike.
Go for it. No, you chill.
Timmy, you want to tell us why you're hostage at a fucking hotel room right now?
Oh, yeah, man. As most of you know, I've talked to some people on Twitter about it, but the city of Carson is currently in a state of emergency, as I've been hearing a lot of stories. So many weird stories, but the point is there is a very toxic smell going on in Carson, but thank God it has gotten better. But I feel really bad for the people who live by the 405 where that IKEA is, because the smell is so, so much worse right there. I can only imagine the people that live there and smell that 24/7, because it is very like toxic. It gets to the back of your throat, it burns, and it's like, dude, it's really unbearable to this point. So luckily, the city of Carson has covered our hotel stay, and I'm currently staying at a hotel. And I'm not mad about living the hotel life.
You know what that smell is, Timmy?
What?
It's the dead hopes and dreams of the Galaxy having a not mediocre season.
It's people burning. Literally. It's people burning the community kit.
Damn. I think that will smell better than what I'm smelling, dude. Because fuck.
I don't know.
Oh, all being said, like I said, whatever. Like, this is all out of love for the team. And all us dumbasses are going to be right back here in another 2 months, right after. Basically, we're on winter break right now.
Yeah.
So I think plans for the show, boys. I mean, maybe we can get together a couple of round tables with, like, Galaxy Guy. I would love to see if we can get Josh. You think Josh would come on here?
Oh, I mean, fuck it. Shoot it. Yo, what up?
You think Tucker would come on here?
Oh, I mean, fuck it, dude. If he wants to.
We got to get Rudy on here. Maybe we could do, like, some kind of pod cord again, Timmy, you had been saying. Yes. Mm-hmm. We're going to be around. We're going to be active on Twitter. We're going to be... Hopefully we can do one or two, like we can do a holiday episode and get like
holiday special,
a couple of people coming together. And if anything happens with the G's, we'll be right back on we'll be right back on here. But we'll be looking for, we're turning our sights now to the new season. We're gonna get some rest. I want to take a minute to, like, I was looking today at the number of plays we've gotten this year, the amount of comments and supporters and followers and all the shit that has happened for us this year. I want to stress the fact that we came into this thinking very nervous about doing this. We were like, fuck, we're entering into a very dense and
competitive.
I mean, not that it's like that, but like,
no, but it's like friendly, you know?
Yeah. You're moving into a very packed space as a
critical
galaxy.
Space.
Yeah. As a galaxy podcast, and everyone has been nothing but supportive. Rudy has helped us a lot straight from the stands. LA is our house, guys, have showed us a lot of love. The LA Galaxy Family Discord has showed us a lot of love. Josh and Corner of the Galaxy has retweeted us. Fucking Tucker was listening to our first episodes, and all of them at Riot Squadcast have been listening to us. Who else do we have? Total Galaxy on Instagram, new project this year.
Galaxy History.
The Ora
de Galactica
boys too.
Ora Galactica, Community G, Manny,
them especially. Manny
and Kevin.
Manny.
Yep.
Yeah.
Boys. Dude, straight from the stands had me on. You've been on Soccer Hub. Mikey, you've been on all the pod cords. Like the amount of support that we've had doing this first year, I think took us from being very apprehensive about doing it. Mikey and I had talked about it for a long time. To actually doing it and kind of holding our own, and we're starting to see a lot of traction and people interacting with us and people looking for us at the stadium. It's all very humbling. And I just wanted to say thank you on that front to everybody, because like this could have been a big old, you know, swan dive. Yes. And then it didn't. And I look forward to trying to figure out, you know, what kind of new shit we can do next year. We're very experimental about this. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to see what we can push.
And I feel like that's the novelty with what we have. It's never set in stone when you come around here, which is also a good and a bad thing. Yeah. But I feel like, you know, we work out the kinks as much as we want to be like we've been doing this, but we're still relatively rookies around here. And I feel like our mm-hmm. freshman debut wasn't too bad. I feel like a lot of people have been extremely receptive to us, and me, someone that's not involved in the Galaxy space as much as these two guys here, I feel like, you know, we've all been received very well, perceived very well by the people. So I want to thank our small but ever-growing G30 family and the bigger and greater Galaxy family as we look to turn a page and start a new chapter next season with the Los Angeles Galaxy. So on that note, thank you for listening to me and our other two co-hosts here, Count especially. He helps keep the show in check.
You.
And Timmy, who kind of balances me out and is my yin to my yang with being happy and negative.
Yeah, wait. Yeah, Timmy's got us. Do you have any words for the people, Tim?
Well, I'm just glad that this season's finally behind us and we don't got to go through much pain anymore, hopefully. I'm knocking on wood. Hopefully we'll have a better season next season. And I'm still numb, not gonna lie, but we can only go up from here right now, right, boys? Mm-hmm. I mean,
you would think
that's literally what we said last year. That's literally what we said last year. Look what happened. But
there was improvement, just not what we wanted to see.
Yes, I'm always saying that it's always been an improvement, but just not all the way there yet. But again, thanks to all the people that have been supporting us since day one. Shout out to the Galaxy Discord. Shout out G-Man, bro. Our biggest supporter. Even though that Discord be getting a little too toxic for me, but hey, it's all right. People got a right to their opinions, even though it's super fucking crazy. But hey, they gotta release their frustration somehow. But hey, shout out to everyone on that Discord. Shout out to every other podcast that supports us. And this is a great season finale, boys. Love it.
Mikey, hit him with the socials.
For the very last time this season, if you haven't checked us out already and want to listen to all of our episodes from season one and catch up with us, you can do so by checking us out on Twitter and Instagram and Spotify and anywhere where you can find your podcast at the G30 Podcast. That is the G30 Podcast. And if you want to check me out on my socials and interact with me on the offseason, you can do so. It's in the bottom left corner. Mess it up again at CFC Michael. And that'll be it for me today, boys.
Timmy.
Yeah, you can follow me on my IG at SpicyTaco18. My Twitter at is down below. I'm not going to say whichever because I don't know.
Dude, I'd mess it up every time.
But, yep, this has been a great season one of the G30 podcast, a very successful season one. I would say so myself. A lot of banger guests, and I can't wait for many more guests to appear and for us to have many more episodes as well.
And I am CountChalk786 on Twitter. We will keep the shit running. We'll see what happens. See you soon, everybody.
Later, everyone.